Watch. She's Rav Mardasa. This special schus to share the retire with this Chabura, this Kail. Should help, should be a lot of Tzlacha, Kail. Futsa Menasechem, Chutsa, should be a big Ashprov, all of Klal Yisrael. It's Yom Tov of Chanukah, Yom Tov of Torah, the Yom Tov of the Aragonus, the Zgalus, of the Doya Torah, the Pnimis Torah. What you do with the Sefer Drush, I speak a lot about the famous Kasha of the Bis Yosef, what was the Nes on the first night, and the Pach Shemen had enough for one night, so what's the Nes and why was Kaveya, the Yom Kafei for Chanukah. There are many terutzim that some of the terutzim are around the Indian of the Metzia of the Pach Shemen, finding the Pach Shemen. This forum tried to connect that with the Indian of Anais. So we'll elaborate on that point, the Indian of the finding the Pach Shemen. It's a lashon we find by the Avos HaKadosh. We're Isaac in the digging wells, Be'ers. Be'eris of Yitzchak, the Be'eris of Avram. A lot of the Chumash you find in Bereshis. The Torah speaks a lot about the Be'eris of the Avos HaKadosh. So the Indian of the Be'eris seems you could see almost in pshat that it's a pnimistic Indian. It's not plain pshat. Why does the Torah have to make such a big emphasis on the call the Be'eris? These names you call the that names the chayvus, the midrashim, amarach and the be'eshava, sham nishbu shneiem kechafarti as a be'erzois, and the lashon metzia. You find by the Indian of Be'eris, Matzoni Moim. We found Moim. They came and they were Vassar to Yitzchak, Matzoni Moim. They found Mai. So you see that the Indian of a Be'er is something that you have to find, that you have to find the fountain, you have to find the Be'er. Also, a Medrash that by Hagar it says, Yifka Hashem is a Neva Vatera Be'er Maim. The famous Medrash, it's a school when you lose something to say that Medrash. Hakel Becheskes Uman, everyone is Becheskes that is blind, as a Chazokah that is blind. Unless the Rosh opens his eyes, reveals something that he didn't see before. And that's the Be'er. Yifka Hashem is a Ne'er, v'atera Be'er Mai. You have to have a Gilui and Einayim, have a revelation of the eyesight, open up your eyes, and you should see, you should be able to see this Indian, which is called Be'er. Rambam, Marin Voichim says that the Avos had a certain way in serving Hashem, that's Nala Mayitano, we don't know this way. And the Rambam mentions the Be'eris, that a certain way of avoiding Hashem, which had to do with Be'eros, and it's Nala Mayiton, we don't know the Derech and Avodah. So Be'er really means a fountain of Shefa, of Shefa. The Zohar says that Bereshis is Yoshes Be'er, the Bereshis made a Be'er. Right in the beginning of the Bria, so sort of the root and the shirish of the whole Bria is Bereshis, and Bereshis is Yoshes Be'er, a Be'er. In other words, when you come to the Reshis, you must think that there's a certain Be'er, there is a certain Hashpa, a certain Or you could say that the Baruch Hashem gives always, it's a constant flow of Torah, of Shefa Kodesh, which flows constantly from the Reishis. In other words, it's like Yesh Mayayin. It comes from the Reishis and it comes into the Olam of Yesh, and it's called the Be'er. The Novi says that Lasad Lavi, a Be'er, will come from the Avim Shsiyah of the Kodesh Kodeshim, and this Be'er will come bigger and bigger, and it's going to become a big Nahar, a big river, and it's going to go into the ocean. It's going to change all the waters of the world to Mayim Mesukim, to sweet water. In other words, the salty water of the ocean is going to be changed over. It's the whole inning of this Be'er. This Be'er, the Navi says, it's going to be deeper and deeper, and the Yecheskel is very marach in this Be'er. The Be'er which will sort of emerge and come out from the Kodesh Kodesh. Ma'ayin yoytze mi-beis Hashem. Well, the Shabbat wrote the whole Kuntur is a Ma'ayin, the Kuntur is a Ma'ayin. Ma'ayin yoytze mi-beis Hashem. So that's really the Makam of the Aron. The Makam of the Aron is the Evan Shtiyah. And here you find something in the Ba'ai Sheni, which you could say that the Ba'ai Sheni was in a certain way, could say, even though it seems to be less than the Ba'ai Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash, but we know in certain ways it was even greater than the Ba'ai Rishon, like the Pasuk says, God liya kvoid Ba'ai Rishon and Rishon. The Rambam says that the Ba'ai Sheni resembled in many ways the Ba'ai HaShlishi. It was like a little daima to the Ba'ai Rishon and also to the Ba'ai HaShlishi. It was built to resemble the Ba'is HaShlishi too. We know that that's why the Ba'is Sheni had two Chanukis, two sort of inaugurations, sort of say a Chanukah, one at the time of Ezra. That was a simple, a plain Chanukah. We don't have a Zeichel Adoris for that. It remains for those to for Zeicha for that Chanukah, and they had a second Chanukah in the May Chanukah. In other words, the Ivanim came into the Beis Hamikdash, a boy priests in the Chalaliu. There was Mechal Kedushas Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says you weren't even Moil Behakdash if you were in the Hannah from the Beis Hamikdash. There was no Kedusha. He had a house, but had no, looked like a Beis Hamikdash. There was no Kedusha. It was Chol. It's like a real churban Beis Hamikdash. You have a Beis Hamikdash, and there's no Beis Hamikdash. By the Chanukah of the Chashmonaim, the Kedusha came back to the Beis Hamikdash, and that resembled the Chanukah of the Ba'is HaShlishi. That's why we have Chanukah, which is a chinuch, which trains us for the light of the Ba'is HaShlishi of Lasad Lavi, the Oyer Shel Melech HaMashiach. That's why the Chanukah very much resembled the Ba'is HaShlishi, because Rashi says in Sukkah that the Ba'is HaShlishi will come down from Shemayim, down to this world. In other words, there's a certain, I don't know exactly, Pshat probably, there's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, we'll build a Beis HaMikdash, but then, after we'll build it, there's a light, so it will come down from heaven and light up the whole Beis HaMikdash, which everyone will be able to be masik, or a Shechinah, which will be revealed for everyone, that there's the Shechinah here in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, Shemayim, Rashi, it seems even that it's possible that the whole Beis HaMikdash, even the Gashmi, should come down. Rashi says, "Ein Beis HaMikdash Doicha Shabbos." Rashi says that no, the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi will come down. There's no, you don't have to build it; it's going to come down. But in a certain way, whatever it is, probably there's some days in the Rishonim that it's going to come down the Mat, the Beis HaMikdash. So we had that in the Chanukah of the Ba'is of Chanukah, because there was a Beis HaMikdash. There was a Beis HaMikdash. So what happened? What happened new in Chanukah? What was in Chanukah? The Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ale came down. Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ale was Mekadosh, this Beis HaMikdash. So Mamish Doima in a certain way to the Ba'is HaShlishi, that the Beis HaMikdash will come down from Shammai. No, it didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. All of a sudden, you have a Beis HaMikdash. Why do you have a Beis HaMikdash? You didn't build anything. The Beis HaMikdash came down. The Beis HaMikdash, Ruchni made it into a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, this is a certain dimian to lost lover. So maybe that's also a dimian of lost lover. We know that the menorah, we know sort of it revealed the light of Torah to Klal Yisro. In other words, the light of Torah is in the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Aron. And chutz l'pareichas, this is a pareichas. Pareichas, that's a curtain. The Torah is behester. No one could go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's a hidden place. And sort of the menorah pulled out the light of the Aron into the menorah. It was the Neram Tzoy, the Neram Tzoy, the Neram Aravi, that was Poina faced, it was to the Aron, and from there came the light of the Aron to the Menorah. This is the Menorah Bedorim, right? It's Lachkim Yadrim, Menorah Bedorim. We'll stop, say a little Ramazim on this, we said that many times, Ramazim on this Indian. But we know that the Aron is called the Olam HaShmini. The Kodesh Kodesh and Bechlal is the Olam HaShmini. It means that's higher than this world. This world is seven. Everything in this world is 7,000 years in the world. And everything seven goes seven days in the week. And Shmini always symbolizes Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Olam HaShmini. As we find, after 7 days, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodesh. It was the 8th day after you perish him for 7 days. Eight. So we find that Yom Kippur is the 8th, because the whole year you could divide into seven. Seven Shun Samach Dalet, 364, is divided into seven. 52 times seven, and the 8th is Yom Kippur, which is the 8th. Doesn't go into the weeks. It's not part of a week. It's a day b'fnei atzmo. It's a separate day. Oil Mashmini. And we know 7 is like 40, 49, because 7 times 7 is 49. And the Shaar HaNun, the Shaar HaMishim, that's Oil Mashmini. That's the Oren. Oren is Oir Nun, the Oir of the Shaar HaMishim. That's the Lamatzeich Ben Ginois, we say B'tziris Menor. The Kadmonim say you should say it in the Tzura, you should have the whole Mizmor in like a picture of a Menor. And the Menor is, that Menor has, Lamatzeich Ben Ginois has 49 words, and the Nerem Tzoy, that's Yismuch Viran Le'uma, that's the Nerem Tzoy, has 49 oisius, and it's pointed that to the Shaar HaMishim. In other words, these 49 are deriving sort of the light of the Shaar HaMishim, of the Oren. So also in these seven Kenei Menorah, you have also the letters of the first pasuk Lam Natzeich Ben Ginois Mizmor Shir, and the Nerem Tzoy has the Nun Vav of Neginois, so Nun Vav, and Yismuch Hashemayim is Yismuch Viran LeUmim Kisif LaMishael Limber Stan Chosel starts with a Yud, ends with a Hey, and he has a Kavan on that too, Yud Hey. So in other words, it's Meramis that here you're connecting 8 with 7. It's a combination. The 8 Oil Mashmini comes into the 7 Kenei Menorah, into the Mem Tes, into the 7. Because Nun Vav is 56, that's 8 times 7. Yud K, which is also 8, 7. 8, 7 is Gematria Yud K. Together, it's Yoina. Yoina is the Zohar says, Yoina, Leis Erev, Ben Alazai, Torah Bifiyah, that Yoin is the opposite of Yovan. We have Yovan and we have Yoin in the Kedusha. So the Yoin is the opposite of Yovan. They're the Ayin Umis, and Yoin is one more than Ayin, one more than Ayin Umis. So here you have the Olam HaChamishi. You could say also the word Chazoin, which means Nevu always. Chazoin is Gematria Yoin, it's Ches, Zayin, 8, and 7, and Nunva. So it goes together. 8, 7 Nuvav, which is the meaning of the Nerem Tzoy, the Oren. You could say also Oren is Aleph Reish of Oren. Gematri Emtza, it's Gematri Emtza, and Nuvav is the letter which is Bemtza. Together, it's Oren. The Nerem Tzoy goes to the Oren. So the Ba'ai Zerishan it got its light from the Ur. But Hashem, it didn't have Ur. So for where did the menorah get its light? There's no Ur. There's no Ur. But there's Evmish Sia, which is Evmish Sia, is the Mokim of the Ur. In a certain way, you could say the Evmish Sia is even greater than the Ur. It's the place of the Ur, and it's the place which we made for the Ur, and that's called the Mokim Ur and Einam and Amida. In other words, you could measure the whole base of Mikdash, and you don't find the Mokim Ur. You measure it and you don't know where the iron is. It's lamayla min amida. It's higher than the laws of physics. It doesn't go into the klalim of mokayim which we have in this world. It's higher. Purim and Chanukah, two yom tovim, which were in the schadish after the iron was nignas. The iron was nignas b'mei yoshiyu. There was no iron. If the iron was nignas, it doesn't mean we don't have an iron. We have an iron b'gniza. The Ur is now Nignas. And once you have the Ur and the Geniza, in a certain way, through the Geniza, through the veil of everything that hides the light could even be a bigger light and a stronger light, because it's hidden. And it's hidden through, in other words, when you take a big light, and you can't, it's too, so you put veils on it. If it's not such a big light, you don't have to hide it. But if it's a very big light, you could be nahana from this light through mechitzos, through covers. When the Oren was nignas, means the Oren went back to its shayrish. The Torah went back to its shayrish. It was nignas. It's like kodma l'olam. It's before the world. It's kodma l'olam. It's higher than the world. Through the gneza, klal Yisrael and nishmas Yisrael could be yoinik from a Or, even though it's nignas, it's not revealed for everyone. But the pnimius, it's a greater Ur, and the pnimius of an neshama, which is sensitive to, could sense in yonim which are begnizah, could sense in yonim which are hidden, could even be in a hand from the Ur, even a greater way than this man when the Ur is bisgalus. So Chanukah and Purim are two yom tovim which were in schadish when the Ur was begnizah. So Chanukah is Purim. We see the whole sugi of Purim. The Gemara begins the Anshik Nes Sagdoyle. Kach, we have a Kabbalah from the Anshik Nes Sagdoyle. Mokam Aaron Einam in Amida. The Mokam Aaron. Now from this Mokam Aaron Einam in Amida, from there the Anshik Nes were Masik and Yonim, which even Doris before weren't Masik, because that's the called Anshik Nes Sagdoyle. Sheikh Zira Atar Liyoshna. They were like Doim to Moshe. There were 120 Anshik Nes Sagdoyle, which were correspond to the 120 years of Moshe. And they were Achzir, they said whatever Moshe said. Moshe said, God will give of an oil. They also mentioned God will give of an oil. They were Mesachim Tfilis for all the Doirs. They were Mesachim Tfilis, which you had to have a big Madreg of Ruach HaKodesh to be Mesachim Tfilis, which is going to be Mesachim all the Oilimus and everything, and all the Doirs till Mashiach comes. This is the Anshik Nes which were yoinik from a Torah b'shas, it's b'gniza. And this is this Purim comes from this Yom Tov. And same way Chanukah, the menorah of Chanukah wasn't yoinik from Aaron, it was yoinik from the Evan Shesir. It was yoinik from the Evan Shesir, the Be'er of the Evan Shesir. The shaman that they found on Chanukah is a shaman, is like a mayan of Torah, a Be'er of Torah, a fountain of Torah. Was found in Chanukah, like the Avos HaKadoshim. The Avos HaKadoshim had a way of serving Hashem through the Be'eris. In other words, the Avos were Master Kol HaTorah Kula. How were they Master Kol HaTorah Kula? They looked in the Bria. They looked in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis means Bereishis. Yoshes Be'er. The Rosh made creation, and the creation is really a fountain of Torah. If you look at, if you understand creation, you understand the Torah, because with Torah, the Rosh Hashanah created the world. And you can understand the depth and the Oymik HaTorah through the Bria in a way that you can't even understand through this Galus, or through the Gilui of Torah. Because Chazal say, Kvoid Olukim Haster Dava, Zer Ma'aseh Bereishis. Kvoid Olukim Haster Dava, Kvoid Malachim Chakor Dava, that's the Niglus HaTorah, that's after Ma'aseh Bereishis. So there's a Torah which is called Kvoid Malachim Chakor Dava, that it's given to darshan to understand, and there's any of kvoid olikim, and that's hasted though. But a tzaddik can be zoicha to kvoid olikim. a melech had a special Sefer Torah, because a melech is a merkava to kvod elokim, and he had a special Sefer Torah. In other words, he had an ability to darshan the Torah which was in the Bria, like Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech spoke about the whole Bria. He spoke about the whole Bria and showed how the whole Bria is colored. The whole Bria is Torah. Everything is Torah. You could learn the Torah from the Bria. You could learn, like Chazal say, a certain Arif, if Elmala Nitna Torah, if the Torah wouldn't have been given, we could have learned Sneas from a Chassel. From the nature, you could understand the midos of Torah, the depth of Torah, what the Bereshit wants, what he doesn't want. And Sodes of Torah, plain secrets of Torah are in the Bria. It's the Kvod Elokim. The Kvod Elokim has to Davar, which is in the Bria. And this is a Be'er. It's a Be'er, because like if you look at the Chatzonis, always the Klipa is always Mechasa on the Pnimis. The Klal is always, when you have a Sitrach, you have a Choshech, you have a Klipa. That's Mechasa. It conceals a certain Pnimis, which is the exact opposite of the Klipa. It's not only the Klipa conceals the Kedusha, but you have to understand from the Klipa that the Kedusha is the exact opposite of it. So, let's say Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was the Shomer HaBris. He was Nechshed, and Mitzrayim, they were Choshedim, on Pgam HaBris. They were Choshedim, the Ishis Petifer. They put him into jail because he's Mitzrayim. So I'm going to put Yosef into jail because he's not immorality, Yosef HaTzadik. So because he's nechshed always on the Hepa. So Yavim is the Choshech, which is Mechasa on the Kvod Elokim Hastedov. Chochmas Chitzonis is a Klipa, which is Mechasa, that the whole Bria, and the whole Chochmas Chitzonis, and the entire Bria is all Chochmas HaTayr. It's all part of Kvod Elokim Hastedov. And just like B'chachmas Chitzonis, there's the klal, ain't kol chadosh tachas HaShemesh. There's no chadosh. Any law in physics, any law in nature, which was true 1,000 years ago, is true the same way today. Nothing changes. Ain't kol chadosh. You can't change laws of nature. But the Torah is kiloy chadosh. L'mayim, the B'nishim is mechadosh every day. Laws of nature get mechadosh every day. And they could bring certain chedushim, which are Mamush Chedushim, which get Neschadish every day through the Hilchas HaTorah. This is called a Mayan. A Mayan is Chedush. Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's called Tahar. Tahar, because that's why Mayan Torah is Gematri Shemen. It's Gematri Mayan Torah. And Shemen Torah is Gematri Torah. Mayan Torah, Shemen Torah. Because everything that goes to Shoyrish, it's called Tahar. Like the Gemara says, Torah Yoima, the Shemesh goes to, so it goes back to the Shoyrish, so it's called Tahar Yoima, or Shemesh V'Tor. Going back to the Shoyrish is Tahar. Let's say Misa. Misa means you're disconnected from your Shoyrish. You're from where you derive your existence, your life. You get cut off, like you cut off a tree from its Shoyrish. The tree dies. Cut it off from the church. It's Misa. And the Avi Avos HaTumah is Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is the Avi Avos HaTumah. That's the Shoresh of all Tumas. Is Misa. Misa is the Shoresh. You want to find Tumah? Meis. That's the Makara Tumah. Avi Avos HaTumah. Meis means it's cut off from the Shoresh. It dies because it's not attached to its roots. It dies. So Tumah comes from disconnecting something from its Shoresh. Timu kol ha-shmanim shebehechel means they disconnected the shmanim shebehechel, the chachmas ha-Torah, which is the chachmas ha-Kodesh of the Beis HaMikdash, and they made a new metzius, which is called chachmas chitzonius, which is they disconnected from chachmas ha-Torah, from chachmas pnimius. Shlomo HaMelech defined everything, defined the whole creation, all of science. He defined the Pichachmas HaTorah, Vedaber, Alo Eitzim, Valavonim. It's Chachma Shlomo. It's the Chachma of Shlomo. The Chachma of Kiddush, the Chachma of Kvod Elokim. Of Kvod Elokim Hastadov. The others were Masik the Torah, Achle Nitna. In other words, they were Chayfer, these Be'eras of Torah. These fountains of this Yashes Be'er, which is Bereshis, was the void of the Avos HaKadoshim to be chayfer these be'eris of Torah. This was their derech and avodas Hashem to be masik the entire Torah from creation. The Torah that you masik from creation It's a very high Torah. It's Kved Olikim. It's much higher than the Torah that he could be that was given Benigla. It's a Torah which was given to us Behester. It wasn't given Benigla. It was given Behester. In other words, if you know Soidis Torah, if you mask the Soidis, you could find the Torah which is Behester. So this is the Torah which is called Be'er, and you have to have a special Gilui Ainayim. The Bunch has to be Megala your eyes to see this Be'er. There's a special Ur which has to be Megala your Ainayim to see this Ur. In other words, it's an Ur of Torah. But the klal is you have to have an Ur to see the Ur. You can't see the Ur unless you have a different Ur. But Ur Chaner Ur, Ki Imcha Mekor Chaim, you have this Mekor Chaim, it's with you. The Mekor Chaim is with you. Imcha is a very high madrega. But Ba'urcha, the Bunch has to light your eyes to see, to enlighten you, in other words, to see this, to find this Ur. Ba'urcha, with your Ur, with Ur, you can say, Api Kabbalah, you can say, Urcha, the Ur of Keser, which is called Cha, Pach is Keser, Pach Shemen, Pach is Oisis Kof is Pach. Ba'urcha, with the Ur of the Pach Shemen, Nira, Ur, you'll see the Ur of the Neris. So this is the nace of when they found this Pach Shemen. They found the Mayan Torah. They found the Pach Shemen, which is called the Mayan Torah, which is Ma'ain of the Ur, which will come out from the Beis HaMikdash. The Mayan Torah, which will come out of the Beis HaMikdash, will be Mamtik, all the Chachmas Chatzoinis, all the Mayan Tachtoinim. And this is the Ur of Shamelech HaMashiach, the Ur of Chanukah. So, we said before the ending of Torah Yoyma. Torah Yoyma, the Tahar of the Yoyim. So the Shemesh, the sun, sets on in the west, on Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is the sunset. Ma'ariv is always called Yam. Because the Yam is considered the west of the world. Like the world is the east and the Yam is the west. In other words, America is considered like an island. We spoke once about America. That could be that when Dor Enish, when the Ikiyonis hates of Shlish Oilam, so then America got cut off from the eastern hemisphere. It got cut off from the east. Till then, the Yam was completely on the west. But Dor Enish, there was hates of Shlish Oilam. And then, like, became a new land that's Enish, that's forgotten from civilization. It was forgotten. The civilized world come from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is like the cradle of civilization, is the Middle East. So in other words, it got cut off from the world. This land, which is called America. That's why it was so hard to keep Shabbos in America. Because Enosh is Huchal Likur B'Shem Hashem, it was came Chay. Enosh, if you Oved Avodah Zarah K'dor Enosh, Moichlan Lo, Shabbos, if you Oved Avodah Zarah K'dor Enosh, like the forgotten Dor, like America, which is the forgotten nation, which is so hard to keep Shabbos, because they were working their heads off, day and night, 7/24, they were working, so a nation which didn't know of Menucha, didn't know of Shabbos, didn't know of Menucha, and this is Dor Enosh. So Yam is considered the Yam, the Achris, the Yam. You see, in the Achris Hayom, America became civilized, became Yishuv, became the Yishuv oil reached America, the Achris Hayom. So this is the Achris, the Yam. So when the sun sets in Ma'ariv, you could see the sunset, you could see it when you go to Los Angeles, whatever. So it seems like the Shemesh goes and is toivel in the Yam. That's how the sunset looks. You see the Yam, and the Shemesh goes lamata, and it's like mamshat tefila. Looks like it's toivel in the Yam. It goes back to the Shemesh. Tohar Yom. The Gemara says Tohar Yom. The Yom becomes Tohar by sunset. What we see is like a certain image of what really happens. Really, what happens is that the Yam, the Shemesh, goes back to the Shemesh. Goes to the Shemesh. And from the Shemesh, it lights Klal Yisrael, Beginizim. Kore Neshma Ba'arvim, Mishor, when it's Torah Yoyim, then it's Kore Neshma Ba'arvim, from there starts Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shebe'ah is from the Torah, which is Begniza. And it's like toivels. And the Gemara says, the halachas of Ma'im Shalonu, that the Indian is that it works with the Be'eris, the Shemesh, when it's Begniza by Laila, it like heats up the Be'eris. So the Be'eris, these Be'eris, which we're talking about, the Be'er of Ma'isa Bereshis, which is Mekabel, the Ur of the Shemesh, when the Shemesh is Begniza. The Shemesh is Begniza, it's on Ma'irav, it's the Ner Ma'aravi. Ner Ma'aravi is Ma'irav, the Shechinah be-Ma'irav, the Shechinah is Begniza there. And there, from there, the Shemesh gets its Ur, and this is the Ur HaShemesh, which is Begniza, and it lights up Klalis through Begniza. It's the secret of Torah Shebal Peh. Find, there's Ma'aseh Bereishis, and there's Torah. In Pnimis, it's called Tchar v'Nukva, it's called Malchus and Zeram. Malchus is the Chachma Kviyachal, which the Rebbein Shem created Ma'aseh Bereishis, Chachmas HaMalchus. And this Chachmas HaMalchus is an Indian of very deep Chachma. Let's say Friday night, Shabbos Friday night. So then everything goes around Matrinusa, Malchus. It's Malchus. Because Friday night is the time of Ma'isa Bereshis. You made a Ma'isa, you say Kiddush, you say Eidus on Ma'isa Bereshis. You say Alta Kiddashta by the Shemanesu, which talks only about Ma'isa Bereshis, talks only about Shabbos of Ma'isa Bereshis. Like the Torah says that the Shemanesu Friday night is the Shabbos of Ma'isa Bereshis. Shabbos by morning, that's the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and B'Shal Shulis, that's the Shabbos of Lost Lover. The Shabbos of Ma'ase Bereishis, we know that's the Zohar calls the Suda de Matanisa, that's the Suda of the Shechinah. The Minig Bechsidim to sing Eish Eschayil is the Shechinah Ktoishin. Eish Eschayil means the ability of the Shechinah Kiviyachal to create the world. Everything that Eish Eschayil speaks about how the Shechinah created the world. Marvada Masa Salah, Sheish Vagam Levusha. It's all Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's the Chachma. Pi Pascha B'Chachma, V'Tayis Ches Noshon, that's B'Chachma, the B'Shem created the world B'Chachma. It's speaking, if the Shloim HaMelech, the Chachma of Ma'aseh Bereishis, he made a whole mizmor of Eish Eschayil. Eish Eschayil, the Shechinah is Eish Eschayil. In other words, Kiviyachik said the Shechinah was Mevarer, the Nitzaitzin of the Shvius HaKelem, and made a Olam HaTikn, which is called Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Batach Ba'alev Ba'ala. Ba'ala is Kiviyachal, the Pchina, which was in Zgal and Torah, and the version is Beteich, that the Shechinah will create such a creation, which will not be like Chachmas Chitzainis, which will sort of contradict the Ba'ala, like an issue which is Meredes Ba'ala. No, it's going to be a batach b'alev b'ala, and it's going to coincide very good with the Torah. It's going to be mazbid the Torah, and the contrary, it's going to be eshes chay or teres b'ala. It's even going to be mazbid the Torah in a way that's even in a higher way. It's going to be eshes chay. So this is the idea of kiddush, the idea of creation, the idea of ma'aseh bereishis. That's what you sing shir on Friday night because. Bereishis, Ashira, Yosha is Ashir Tov. The bunch of sort of had a yearning for the Shira of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Levim said Shira on Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Shira Levim was every day on the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis is one big Shira, Mizma Shira Le'em HaShabbos. That's the Shira of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So, this is the Indian of an Isha, which is Ksheira Isha, which is Namanas Lebalo. An issue which is not Namanas Lebala, that's called Chachmas Chitzainis, like Isha Zara. He calls always Isha Zara. Chachmas Chitzainis is called in whole of Sefer Mishle Isha Zara. Isha Zara, that's Yavam. Yavam is a Isha Zara. Isha Zara, it's a Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is not Namanas Lebala. Yavam with Goyza on every Isha, Tibala, Tafsa, Tchilish, should not be Namanas Lebala. The Bir Ishaina, and this caresses bris ella lemish also keli, and this be Yerushayna would be through Yavim. That means, in other words, it was a mashal. It was like a mashal. It was actually a gzeir, but it was also a mashal on what they're doing. They're doing that the first training of a moich of a child, the chinuch, should be through chachmas chitzainis. We know tashbar tenoikish abayis rab means that their first chinuch, their first baal, in other words, the first mashpia on their moich should be Torah, and only Torah, and then there be kairis bris with the Torah, because ein isha kairis bris, el misha osa keli. The Torah made the moich for a keli. The Torah made the moich, opened up the mayan of the moich. The moich was opened up through the baal, through the Torah, and from now on, this isha, this moich will be naman to Torah. Will be naman to Torah. That was the Reishis. That was the Bereishis. That was the Bereishis of the Moich. The Yoshes Be'er was the bunch of Meira Be'er, and otherwise he made like Isha becomes a Be'er through the Bi'er Rishayna, and then she's Namanas Labailo. If Yavim say to Bola Tafsut Chila, they want the Moich to be naman Chasu Shalom to Chachmas Chitzonis. That's like, that's the gum of that's a Isha Ra. But the bunch enlightened Klal Yisrael with the light of Ba'orcha Ner Ur, and they found this Isha, which is Namenas Lebala, they found that this Mayan Atar, this Be'er Atar, Tzadikim, this Damlam, Zivugam, Alaber, because the Isha is called a Be'er. And Isha is called a Metzia. Isha is called a Metzia. Al Zois Yispal Kol Chosid Alech Al Eis Metzois Isha, that she should have a Be'er, not a Shat of Ma'im Rabbim. Rak the Shat of Ma'im Rabbim. The Shat of Ma'im Rabbim, which is a Be'er, which is Chacham Schetzoinis, which is Ma'im Rabbim. It's Alma de Pruda. Ma'im Rabbim means that she's not Namanas Labal. She's a Soita. She could live with anyone. She's not Naman to the Baal. She's, you know, she's open. She's open. She has no Namanas to the Baal. So, Rak the Shat of Ma'im Rabbim, Eilav Lo Yegi. So, Hagel B'chaz Kesuman, Atche Kishbarcha Meir Lem is a name. The Nesa of the first night that we found is Be'er. Matzani Moim, we could say Matzani Moim, we found the Be'er. We found the Be'er of Shemitar, of Pach Shemitar, which through this Pach Shemitar, we were Zoicha to this Be'er Atar, which will keep us Naman to Torah till when this Be'er is going to be expanded, this Be'er is going to be, it's going to be Moisev, and Moisev Ahoylach, till the Moisev Mashiach. So, I know this is why I works good, I thought. Yeah.
The outside is Eretz Yisrael, the inside is...
Oh, yeah, but, okay, we still have time, 15 minutes. Okay, so, we know that the Yud Gimel Midrash HaRachma become Zgal and the Neres Hanukkah. The Rebbe says the 13 words of Hadlik Ner Chanukah, which end by Hadlik Ner Chanukah, is the 13 Midrash HaRachma. 13 Midrash HaRachma. It's called Midrash HaRachma. The connection to Midrash HaRachma, to Chanukah, is that the bunch of Merachim means that the bunch of created a creation, created Adam. And there's a merachim on the Adam. There's a baruch merachim on the Abriyos, there's a baruch merachim on the Oros, he's merachim on the Adam. So you could ask a certain question, why do you have to create a creation that he should be merachim? Create a creation that should have everything they need, and you shouldn't have to be merachim on the Adam. It's the merachim, he's a merachim. You could say he has to do with Pchir, since there's Rishon. So the Bunch is merachim on the Adam, it has to be merachim, and Pchir means free choice, means that you have to have Rishon too. And the any of Racham, yeah, can you find that way too? But it's not mamish b'shoyish, because Racham is on everyone. The Bunch is Racham on everyone, not only on Rishon. Everyone needs Rachmanis. So not only the biggest tzaddik also needs Rachmanis. And Tani is mevarit many times bariches that every nivra is a Rachmanis because he's a baal gvul. Since a nivra has to have a connection to the Rebbeinu, which is b'li gvul. And if he doesn't have chas v'sholom a connection to this beligvul, to this infinity, to this beligvul, to the Rebbein Shmuz Ein Soif, then he didn't. He's a big rachmanis. Everyone has to have a connection to Hashem, and if he doesn't have it connected to Hashem, so there's no words for his rachmanis. So how could he be connected? He's a baal gvul. He's a baal gvul. So how could he be connected to Hashem if he's a baal gvul? But there's two opposites. The biggest opposite is a shaykh. Bligvul and gvul is the opposite, is a bligvul difference. It's a bligvul difference between the gvul and the bligvul. So it's the biggest opposite, the shaykh. And the Bunchman here has to combine two opposites. So that's the secret of the Yud Gimel Midrash Racham. It's a certain channel, which channels the Ein Sof into Gvul. The Ein Sof gets channeled into the Tzinoyers, into of Gvul, through the Midrash Racham. That's why the Moshel is Midrash Racham always has to do with hair, with the Saras. Saras is like Ein Misper, it's like B'li Misper. It's B'li Gvul, it's Ein Misper. You channel the Ein Sof into B'li Misper. That's called the Amos. The Amos is called Anachla B'li Mitzar, B'li Gvul. The Amos is the Rebbein Shem, is the Amos. Chosama Shel Kodesh Baruch Amos, which signs and signature Amos. In other words, a signature means that no one could forge it. He can't forge it. Now, no one else could be Amos. No one else could sign Amos. Only the Rebbein Shem could sign Amos. There's only one Amos. The Rebbein Shem is, his signature is Amos. If someone is able to forge it, it's not a signature. The signature means that no one's Amos. The Rebbein Shem is the only Amos. So a Baal Gvul is not Amos. Amos has to be B'li Gvul. A fountain is also called Amos because fountain means that from the B'li Gvul there's a constant fountain that goes into Gvul. And this is a B'li Gvul, it never ends. That's what's called Amas Amayim. Amas Amayim is the Amos. And when a fountain gets dried up, when a well gets dried up, it's called Mayim HaMechazma. It's mind that lies. It's not Amos. It's Mayim. It's not consistent. It's not always. It's not true. Mayim HaMechazim. Amas HaMayim. A mind which is not a fountain. A fountain means always. You could. It's a fountain which never ends. It's always there, that fountain. The fountain of Amos. The fountain of B'li Gvul. This is the Rachma Shemayim, which the Torah is called Rachmana. And you can't be Zoicha to Torah unless you're Me'ur this Rachman from Hashem. You have to be Me'ur Rachma Shemayim. You have to Davim. You have to be Baruch B'Torah Tchila. You have to say V'Harevno. You have to say Ahava Rabba Avtoni. V'Hori Neinu B'Sar Yisecho. And then Hashem is Mezake, everyone to his Madrega, to the Madrega of having a connection to this fountain of Torah, to the Mayan of Torah. The Mayan of Torah is believable. You know that Mitzrayim is about to be Mispar because Mitzrayim is Meitzer Gvul. When Klal Yisrael go into Golus Mitzrayim, especially Yaakov, which Yaakov is the Amos, B'li Gvul, he goes into a big Golus because he's taking a B'li Gvul, Amos B'li Gvul, and put it into Gvul. It's a Golus. And this is Yaakov, which goes into Mitzrayim. Yosef is sort of the connection that connects B'li Gvul with Gvul. Yosef is the Tzaddik, which the 12 Shvatim are Gvul, 12 Gvul Alachsen it's called, and Yosef is part of the Shvatim and also part of Yaakov. And he connects this Yaakov with Mitzrayim. He's the Melech of Mitzrayim. And so you find this parsha, a very interesting diuk in the Psukim. The Psukim speak about Yosef bar kechoy layam. At ki chodal lisper ki ein misper. There is a daik that was chodal lisper, they stopped counting. Why? There's no misper. They wanted to count, but they couldn't count. It was impossible to count. Why did they want to count and they can't count because they misper? In other words, Yosef was brought through Mitzrayim, was brought a shefa of wheat in Mitzrayim, which was higher than Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is misper. Mitzrayim, everything is misper. Everything is gvul. Everything is meitzer gvul. And they tried to have a unique of this tefuah through counting it, counting mispar, but they couldn't count it. Ki ein mispar, it was higher than Mitzrayim. That's why the tefuah of the Mitzrayim were nirkev, because the tefuah of Mitzrayim couldn't exist unless it's connected to the mekor, which is called ein mispar. If it's not ein mispar, it dies, and you can't be connected to ein mispar only through milu. If you're not mal, you're not connected to the ein mispar. They didn't mal, so it was mispar. Was misper, so it nerkiv, it died. It wasn't attached to the shayrish. It wasn't attached to the makari brocha. At ki chodanus, they tried to have a hold in this food. They tried. They didn't want to be mal. They won't try, but they couldn't count it. Ein misper. So in other words, Yosef brought a oil of ein misper into the oilum of misper. Ein misper is gmati emes, and misper is gmati mitzrayim. And this is the mis in this misper, and mitzrayim became ein misper. This is the Kedusha of Yosef. So this is called Rachmanus. This is called Rachma. Bligvul. And this Bligvul comes into the Gvul. Very similar to Makom Ohr and Einam Amida. It's Bligvul, so it's Einam Amida. You can't be make a Amida because it's Bligvul. But it's there. It's Bligvul. It's in Gvul, but it's Bligvul. So this is the Rachma that the Bnei Yisrael is mashpia to Nishmas Yisrael, the Torah, which is called Rachman, that's Bligvul. If the Ivanim, they think everything is Gvul, so they don't have Hazokim, they shave their beards, because they're in Gvul. Chasvshua, I don't mean anything. I'm speaking Besharish. It's a Golus. If someone shaves, you should know, he's Mekabel on himself, the Oila Golus. It's part of the Golus. If you lift himself up higher than the Golus, then you should wear a beard. But maybe sometimes it's exaggerated. You have to, for any reason. My father also didn't have a beard until Lezik Nosser. He had a beard before he was a child, before the war. My grandfather had a beard, but also after the war he didn't have a beard. It's part of the exaggerated skulls. The Belzer of Rota had to shave his beard by the Holocaust. You know? Shaving is a part of the exaggerated skulls. But it's the inin of the dikness, the inin. It's the inin of Bligvul, the Zokim al Rachma, which becomes revealed in the Neres Chanukah, becomes the Zokim, the inin of the Zokim al Rachma. So Yavim has no Rachma. There's no Rachma in the Seichel of Yavim. It's a Seichel of Gvul. What's the Rachman? Whatever you understand, you understand. If you don't understand, so reject it. It's not there. It's rejected. So you're not a Rachmanus. You have everything that you have. You're not a Rachmanus. No one has to be a Rachman on you. You have everything that you have. You're all set. But Klal Yisrael always needs Rachmanus because Klal Yisrael has to attach themselves to a seichel of Bli Gvul. They always have to have. You don't have to make a Birchus HaTorah on Chachmas Chutzonis because you just take the book and read the book. But on Torah you have to say V'harineinu B'Soyer V'Secho. V'Dabuk L'Beinu Mitzvah V'Secho. It's Bli Gvul. It's the Racham Shemaim that becomes revealed in the Neiris Chanukah, which teach us the Seichel HaTorah. Through these Rachman we are taught the Seichel HaTorah. That's why we find that in the middle of Rachmanus, Rashi says, it's about the Pesukim also, that the Rachman is Bli Gvul. Ki lo yicholu Rachma. That's Bli Gvul. And the Yontav of Chanukah is a Yontav of Bli Gvul. According to the Gvul, the Pach Shemen had only for one day. And why did it light for 8 days? Because Bli Gvul. Makom Ohr and Einam Namid. It's not Namid. The mid of the Shemen didn't coincide with the light of the Shemen. The light of the Shemen was much more than the mid of the Shemen. It was Bli Gvul. It was Lamaylam Nagvul. And that's what the whole idea of Chanukah is, L'mayelim L'gvul. You go out b'chutz, out of the Gvulim. You go in Rishus Arab, in Alma de Pruda. And there you light the Neris Chanukah. And we're a shtickle drush a little. This is more what I talk. Till now it was more like a shir. It's also a shir, drush more. The Ivanim said, Kisvu lachem al karen asher, she'en lachem chelik b'laka Yisrael. Why did they pick karen asher? You know, there's the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachma. And the first one is the Shem Keil. Shem Keil is the first one of the Midrash Rachma. And we always ask, Keil, what's Keil? Keil is a Midah, Keil is a Likus. So how could a person say that he's going to be a Keil? We say, Mahu Rachim Afata Rachim, Mahu Chan Afata Chan, so Mahu Keil Afata Keil. How can you say that? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu currently Yaakov Keil. Yaakov is Keil. Adrab, that's the main inning of the Yud Gimel Sharachma, that Mahu Keil Racham, Afato Keil Racham. You should be a sort of a Neshama de Keil Racham, a divine Racham, a Keil de Keil Racham, not a Racham. The Russian is not a Racham, the Russian is a Keil Racham. Mahu Keil Racham, Afato Keil Racham. Notice you have to imitate the Alakus of the Rebbeinu Shel Kiviyochel, not imitate, you know, you're Imamshich. Imamshich on yourself the Alakus, which is called Keil. And we know Keil is mechuvim to the Yud Gimel Shach, mechuvim to the Yud Gimel Torah, Midrash HaTorah in the Drash Hashanah, and Keil is mechuvim to Kal V'Chaim. The Ravid says that Kal V'Chaim is a Sfar. It's Kal V'Chaim, all the Yud Gimel Shatorah in the Drash Hashanah are halachos. Halachos, L'mayshe Messina, that's how you should darsh in Torah. But Keil, Kal V'Chaim is a Sfar. The Ravid says, Sfar, the Raisa, you know from Kal V'chaimah. Since the Torah said you could dash Kal V'chaimah, is a rai, that svar is a rais. You could be samech on your svar. Okay, so that's kail. Okay, that's to say our svar should be Torah. That's a koyach halakah. In other words, we're like kail. If we as human beings, as could say, use our moyach to say svaros and Torah, that's a kail. But that's not nizgala yet completely. It's not nizgala. That's why we don't say a complete kal v'chaimah. We say da'ayoy. Kal v'chaimah also has a da'ayoy. Da'ayoy means omer lalomay da'ay. In other words, the Adam which could resemble the most to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is called the Malach Matat. Malach Matat, Kishmi Bekirboy, and the Torah says, Al Tamerboy, don't make a mistake and think that he's God. He's not God. He's a Malach, but he could make a mistake because he resembles Hashem. He's Shmi Bekirboy, my name is in him. And his name is Shun Dalad Yud, it's Gmatri Shun Dalad Yud, Shmoy Kishem Rabbi, Shun Dalad Yud, Amel Alamay Dai. In other words, that's as far as ruchni as a person could reach and be doima to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, become a malach like matat, but die, not more than that. That's the dayoy that you say about Kal V'chaimah. Since Kal V'chaimah is kale, and you might think that it's kale, you're kale. No, you're not kale. You're kale shindal diyot. Okay, we know that there's a kale shindal diyot. It's kale shindal, it's kale, but with a limit. It's a limitation. You have to say a dayoy. So, my Karen Ashoyer, I don't know exactly how to say this drush, that Karen Ashoyer has a shoyrish, the whole machlokes of Dayoy is a Karen b'shus anizik, if Karen b'shus anizik is chayv nezik shalom, machlokes of tar from the Rabban. In other words, Karen is a mazik, it's a mazik. It's only mazik b'shus rabim, it's shus rabim. Karen is a mazik. That's why it's tam shalom chotzi nezik. It's shalom chotzi nezik and she's a rabbim. It's a mazik. I don't exactly how to say it. More or less, it's like this. And she say yochid, then it's a complete man. In other words, you can expect that tam to be mazik and she say ram, it's only chotz and nezik. Alma the pruda, the ram is ikim. But she say yochid, then the karen asher is a complete mazik. But that's if you have a rishis ayochid, if you have a real rishis ayochid. You don't have a rishis ayochid. Our moyach is not a rishis ayochid. Our domain is not a complete rishis ayochid. So yochid means yichudah shaloylam, it's yichudah shaloylam. If a Karen would go into Yechudah Shel Olam, it's going to be Nezik Shel Olam. But since we say Dayoy, it means that our Moich is not completely Rishis HaYochad. It's going to be Lassud Lava Rishis HaYochad. But it's not completely Rishis HaYochad. So that's why you don't pay Nezik Shel Olam. It's like our Rishis HaYochad, Legabe Karen, is a din like Rishis HaRab. It's a din like Rishis HaRab. It's only Chatzi Nezik. No, we don't have Rishis HaYochad. Rishis HaYochad and Rishis HaRab is the same thing. And since Yishayachad and Shiram now is the same thing, the Yevonim wanted to be oiches in that and make our whole Yishayachad into a Yishayachad. Kisvu lechem ha-keren ha-shor, she'en lechem chelik b'yisah. We want to be yoinik from this place where you don't have a Yishayachad. So what we do is we go out into the Yishayachad and change over the Yishayachad into a Yishayachad. We take the Neres Chanak and do the opposite of what the Yevonim did, and we want to change it over to Yishayachad. In other words, it has many mashmos and has many ways it could be masbirt. And one of the ways could be that, of course, Torah is Torah Kedosh, but we have to know that there's Niklas HaTorah, there's Sisra HaTorah. Difference is, Niklas HaTorah is, of course, if a person learns Nigla and he feels a Tam Torah, he feels that it's Torah, he feels it's Torah Messinai, he feels that it's not different than all Chachams Chitzonis, it's Torah, then he's really learning Pnimis HaTorah. He's learning Pnimis HaTorah, he feels the oil of the Torah. The whole Ike Pnimis means feeling the, being masik, the light of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the oil Hashem. The oil is the same in Nigla or Nista. You know, it's same, it's considered the same. Same address. It's the same mean, it's the same type. Maybe there's more oil, less oil, but it's the same mean. It's the same meaning. But in the Levushim, the Kalim, the Nigla HaTorah uses Kalim of of Seichel, Tevi. Tevi used to say, in other words, it's a big mile in that, that it comes down to the Seichel, Tevi, and it's mezachich. It purifies the brain, it purifies the Gashmistic brain, the Chachmas Anushi, the human Chachma, the human brain, goes down, that's the Maila. But also, there's always a chashash that it could be, you could learn Torah, but you're not learning Torah. You're learning Chachma, you're not learning Torah. You're learning Shlei Lishma, not feeling the time of Torah, you're learning Chachma. The Maila of Pnimis HaTorah, that there, the Kelim are also Alukos. Derech Skula, the Kelim, Amamish like Alukos. You can't, there's no point in learning Pnimis HaTorah if you don't feel Latama Torah. Just as then someone learns Pnimis HaTorah and doesn't feel Latama, I would tell him, learn Nigla. Learn Nigla. Nigla is going to go down to your Mayach and it's going to purify. Nigla, this type of Iker is for people who have a pure Mayach and they feel that they could relate to the Chitzonis of the Kelim which Kabbalah uses. But there's many times, and Rosh gives a special siyat tishma, a special avodah, to reveal, as a big connection to Chanukah, to put the Shishayachad outside into the Shisharabim too. In other words, to reveal this Pnimis HaTorah into the Kelim Gashmi. In other words, to be able to learn Kabbalah like Nigla, just like Nigla. And it's going to purify your Seich Lagashmi just like Nigla's purifies, but it's going to also add on to the mile of Pnimis HaTorah that would be almost impossible to miss the light. You'll have to see the light. In other words, you're much more alul to see this light in Pnimis than you learning Nigla. So this means that you put the Ur into the Shisera. So let's hope that this koil will be matzlich and this shlichus nashemaim to be able to have that ability to be megala with the right kelim. You have to have siyata d'shmaya to use the right tools, the right kelim. You can't be megala, you know, kisurit on the radios for everyone. It doesn't go that way. But in other words, to be mazbe the Torah in a way that outside people should understand that they're learning here. And a higher chachma, which is elikus, there's more to the Torah than they're used to. They were in schanach. Give them a new chinuch, chanuk. Give them, train them to a new chinuch, the chinuch of pnimis HaTorah, which will be nizgal to Melech HaMashiach, Barachma, Meir, Amen.
Amen.